it's just that I figure what we're going to say is so important. I don't want anybody who's okay. So we'll do this. As you have an agenda on your table, you probably saw it already if you read your email. And just because we have some new members and not everybody comes to every meeting, it's probably appropriate to do a welcome and introduction before we meet our real guest. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm Ed Glazer, and I am a city councilor in Rockland.
I'm David Grimer. I work for the State of Maine Department of Labor, and I'm here as a member also of Rockland Main Street Organization.
Mayor Ripley, Art Master.
David Troop, I'm the communications officer at the Farnsworth Art Museum.
This is Ron Huber, WROR Community Radio.
Casey O'Hara, I work for O'Hara Corporation and Journeys End Marina.
Christos Kalivas, I'm a resident of Rockland, Maine.
Callie Black, I'm on the Comprehensive Planning Commission.
I'm Julie Hash, I'm the Community Development Director.
I'm Noel Musson, Planning Consultant.
I'm Isabella Ferracci, but I go by Bella, and I'm the Executive Director of the Apprentice Shop in Rockland, but I also just consider myself an interested citizen.
I'm John Jeffers. I'm a longtime resident of Rockland, and I am here as one of two representatives from the Rockland Economic Development Advisory Committee.
And as it says here, we have the reason we're here to start off with is to meet our consultant who has been hired through a grant from the State of Maine. I don't know what they call it officially. It used to be the planning.
It's a shore and harbor planning grant from the Department of Marine Resources.
It's directly through Marine Resources now.
Yep.
And this is Julie, and you're going to graciously introduce him.
I would be happy
one
to.
One thing before.
Yes, sir.
Yes. First of all, for my own knowledge and information, who isn't on the Harbor Planning Committee here?
Is not.
Who is not? Callie, yes, you are.
I'm on the Harbor Planning Committee?
You were voted on.
Oh, okay.
Monday night.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the other Harbor Planning.
No.
That's Harbor Management.
So,
okay.
So, Ron.
This is very confusing.
Julie?
I need clarification on the names.
Harbor Management Committee.
This is a meeting of the Harbor Management Plan Committee.
Plan.
You have been elected or appointed by the Rockland City Council to this committee.
Okay.
So you are here as a voting member,
okay.
As is Callie. Right. The only people who are not are Ron Huber and Steve Betts at the moment.
And then
these two are staff support, so they're non-voting members.
Non-voting.
You're not?
Non-voting.
You want on?
Yeah,
you're a Rockland resident?
I'll be leaving early.
Yes.
There's also the Rockland Harbor Commission.
No fair. You tell me how.
This one typically starts with the word ad hoc.
Yeah, this is going to be an ad hoc committee. Once we get our work done, we disband.
Okay.
And it's for the purpose of producing an updated harbor plan.
And last time we agreed that Ed would be the chairman pro tem because there wasn't a whole committee wasn't all here, and that was so we disagreed that he would be the chairman for the time until we could make a full decision on that.
Sort of like being, you make it sound like I'm sort of in charge of a group of pirates. As long as I do what they want, then I'm going to stay chair, and as soon as I don't, all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, we really wanted, you know, Callie to be chair.
It's not even tied to your behavior. We're just going to do it.
Well, yes, I think there are, we still aren't at full strength because there are a few people who aren't here. I suspect, unfortunately, that's going to happen at almost every meeting with a group this big. And probably, you know, once Noel gets us started and we move in that direction, and maybe you have to wait till after September 1st or something to see it get on a more even keel so we know exactly who's going to be here on a regular basis. Because there may be people, unfortunately, who are already appointed to this committee who may never come.
Yeah.
You know, we hope that they all do.
Do we have a regular meeting date, Ed, like the first Wednesday or the...
We don't.
Okay.
One of the problems with a group this big is I sent out an email to everybody in the beginning asking when everybody could meet, and I made a magical spreadsheet of what everybody said and came up with the best guess, which was a Wednesday, which got the most positives, Thursday being second. And so what we'll see is once we figure out who's coming on a regular basis, and if
it,
by having it a particular day, as you say, being a Wednesday, means that people can go out of their way to make sure their schedule is right. And I expect we'll meet more like every other week rather than once a month.
I think we had said once a month would be the set meeting, and then as needed, we might add another one depending on what's happening and what the time constraints are.
Because we are an ad hoc committee, and we do want to get our work done. We don't want this to drag on and on and on. So, I mean, I think that's the plan.
Yeah. I think we budgeted for Noel's time, you know, one a month and a little extra.
Yep.
So that we've got the ability to add some additional ones in. So would that be an appropriate segue to introducing Noel?
Is there a secretary, by the way? I know that was the other person to be elected, right, or appointed?
I volunteered to, with your help, because you're recording things, is to take as minutes as
okay.
I can.
So because your job is a substantial one, we got you some technical support with help from the grant from Marine Resources and brought Noel on board. Now, Noel has 15 years of experience working on planning, economic development, permitting projects, wide range of clients in the public and private sector. Started out in a coastal community, municipal planner in Harpswell, has worked for a variety of others, St. George, Mount Desert, Tremont, Southwest Harbor, Belfast, Cutler. We were attracted to his participatory planning approach because for the plan to be successful, it needs to be embraced by this group and by the community as a whole. He was hired as the technical assistant to the Comprehensive Planning Commission for the Comprehensive Plan, and because the Harbor Plan has been an attachment to the comp plan, there was an efficiency in continuing that work into this committee to make sure that the two efforts stay in sync, don't duplicate effort, and input can go back and forth into the two different processes and documents. He's got some other projects right now, including helping the Katahdin Woods and Waters National Monument get underway with some strategic work. And one thing we found, you know, encouraging when we reached out to other communities and we asked who should we be talking with about a harbor plan, the first three that came back to us were Noel Musson, which is good because
I sent the checks out to all those towns already.
So here we are, and he'll help walk us through in a facilitated process and see where to go from here. Anything you'd like to add, Ed?
No.